The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Conor Pope is with me, the consumer affairs correspondent with the Irish Times, to talk a little bit about energy prices. And I have to confess my confusion, Conor, because this is, well, it's like a version of Lanigan's ball, in again, out again, up again, down again. You know, we had bad news, then we had good news, and now more bad news.
Yeah, absolutely. It is quite confusing. So basically, at the start of the week, Energia started the ball rolling by announcing that they were increasing their prices by around 12%. In a move that was going to add around €200 onto an average electricity customer's annual bills. And then we heard on Monday evening that Electric Ireland were about to issue a price announcement. Now, I would have staked money. I was going to say I would have staked my life, but I wouldn't have. But I would have staked money on it being a price increase, because typically when companies move, they all move in tandem. Mm. But Electric Ireland actually announced that they were decreasing the price of their gas and holding the price of their electricity steady. So that came as a little bit of a surprise. And then, of course, today, Bord Gáis Energy announced that they were actually increasing their prices by a fairly hefty 13.5% on average, while Pinergy, a much smaller player in the market, was increasing its prices by just over 10% as well. Now, the move by Bord Gáis Energy is going to cost the typical Irish consumer around €200, €220 a year. The Pinergy move will cost its customers around €200 a year. And they're average figures. So if you have a much higher usage, so let's say if you've got a big house, a bigger house, if you're living somewhere like, I don't know, Kilkenny, and you have a nice big house, you're probably going to end up paying more than if you're living in a two up, two down in Dublin 7. So, you know, the averages are exactly that. They're averages. Some people will end up paying more. Some people will end up paying less.
Is there good value to be had in shopping around, more so than there might be at other times, given that some are increasing and some are decreasing or staying put?
Well, here's the thing, and it's a really important message for all of your listeners. When we talk about these price increases, they're price increases on the standard unit rate. Okay? Nobody who's listening to the program now should be on the standard unit rate of any provider. And the grim reality is that around 70% of the Irish domestic energy market never swap and never switch and never shop around. And all of those 70% are effectively leaving money on the table. And I'm not talking about small change here. I'm talking about fairly substantial amounts of money. Like, let's just put it into context. If you move from company A to company B, it doesn't matter which company is A and which company is B, the new company, the company you're moving to, will probably offer you a discount of anywhere between 15 and 25%. Now, if you think that you're spending an average of €3,000 per year on your energy, and you can get 20% knocked off that, that's £600 straight away. So that, cancels out the price increase that these companies are rolling out by a huge margin. So everybody has a kind of a responsibility to themselves and to their families to do this. And the other thing to remember, and it's really important that I make this point, it's not hard. And I've said this a million times and I'll say it a million times more. It's not like switching health insurance. It's not like switching mortgage or broadband provider or even cornflakes, Kieran. It's because nobody ever has ever said, do you know what? The electricity from Electric Ireland is really good, whereas the electricity from Bord Gáis Energy is terrible. It's all exactly the same product. Yeah. The only distinction is the price.
And I understand as well, I mean, again, comparing it to your broadband, if you're switching from, you know, Virgin to Sky to Air or in the other direction, you've got to communicate with both companies. You've got to cancel one and start a contract with the other. But with an energy company, they'll do that for you, won't they, largely?
This is the thing. So I think a lot of people are concerned.
You don't have to have that awkward conversation where they're going to try and offer you something better and you don't know what to do.
Well, here's the thing, right? Let me just give you a real-time example, right? And it's an example for myself. I'm not going to name the companies, right? So I tend to try and practice what I preach, at least some of the time. So a couple of months back, I decided, okay, I'd been with company A for a year, so it was time to switch to company B, C or D. So I went on to bonkers.ie. Now, it could just as handily have been switcher.ie. You know, these switching websites. Yeah. So it was bonkers.ie. I put in my details. They came back and said, we can save you £700 if you move from this company to that company. And I just clicked a switch, clicked a button going switch. And then it was done and dusted, right? But here's the thing. The original company I was with called me the next day and said, oh, now we see there, Mr. Pope, that you're planning to switch. So how about we match your new offer and give you 300 quid off your next bill? Would you stay? It's like, absolutely, 100%. I'd be mad to switch if you're giving me this kind of cash. That's a real-time example of the kinds of savings that are on the, that are on the table for people. You don't have to speak to anybody. You don't have any risk of a discontinuation of supply, or you're never going to be, like, there's never going to be a power cut because you forgot to contact company A and you contacted company B first. It is honestly the most effortless thing you'll ever do. And the money is there just waiting for you.
Music to the ears of the Gen Z listeners out there. You don't have to speak to anyone. Yeah, you don't have to engage with another human being to do any of this. Connor Pope, go on.
Yeah, no problem. No, I was just going to say, like I don't mind speaking to people. I like talking to you and all your listeners, but I don't.
But Connor, I hate to break it to you. You're not Gen Z now.
What? You're joking. My children think I'm a boomer, Kieran. I keep saying, I'm not a bloody boomer.
Bloody boomers, ruined it all. Connor Pope, consumer affairs correspondent with the Irish Times. Connor, thank you very, very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.